Chair Jay Powell says the Fed could begin scaling back asset purchases as soon as November and complete the process by mid-2022. But he left the door open to waiting longer if needed and stressed that tapering was not meant to start a countdown to lift off from zero interest rates. However, the Fed dot plot reveals a growing inclination among officials to raise rates next year.
We continue to expect that it will be appropriate to maintain the current 0 to 1/4% target range for the federal funds rate until labor market conditions have reached levels consistent with the committee's assessment of maximum employment and inflation has risen to 2% and is on track to moderately exceed 2% for some time.
The total hit to revenue this year for the world's car makers is now estimated at $210 billion. That is the latest dire forecast from Alex Partners, which says the industry will build 7.7 million fewer vehicles in 2021 due to the chip crisis. Despite efforts to shore up the supply chain, semiconductor availability has worsened as automakers exhaust stockpiles and other industries have no more to spare. President Biden will meet his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron in person next month in an effort to mend ties. That's after a US nuclear-powered submarine deal with Australia outraged officials in Paris. Biden spoke with Macron over the phone for the first time since the agreement was announced. The leaders agreed that open consultations would have benefited the situation. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.